Good morning, this is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning London time on Friday the 23rd of May. Comments from the administration suggest that US President Trump is threatening to tax US consumers of European-made goods more aggressively if the EU does not unilaterally cut trade taxes on US products. Given the number of times Trump has retreated on these sort of threats, markets are likely to place only a limited amount of weight on this stance, but it is a reminder of the policy uncertainty that persists in the United States at the moment. The last major tax retreat is time-limited to 90 days, and even a brief return to aggressive US taxes would be disruptive for transatlantic supply chains. The European economy is affected by the trade dispute with the United States, of course, but the extent of the damage also depends upon the behaviour of US manufacturers. If US firms choose to respond to trade taxes by raising their prices and going for profit share rather than market share, then the impact on the European real economy is substantially more muted. In that case, it would only be the general economic slowdown in the States resulting from Trump's policies that would be a drag on European activity, as exports to the United States would not be at any relative price disadvantage. Final German first quarter GDP was released stronger than had been expected, with positive revisions to the historical position of German consumers. This actually represents an ongoing problem with German economic data. There is a tendency, at least, for initial German data releases to be too pessimistic. The German economy always tends to do better than first reported. But it is the initial data release that tends to set the narrative, and so investors tend to have a more negative perception about the German economy than the economic reality actually merits. UK retail sales were stronger than expected in April. The data does adjust for the effects of inflation. There was unusually good weather, and of course the movable timing of Easter always complicates retail sales at around this period. There were some downward adjustments to the March data as well. Nonetheless, the picture that is being presented is of a consumer and a retail sector that's performing relatively well. It's important to remember this given the angst and general cries of despair that followed the UK budget last year. There is, to date, little evidence of the dire predictions of the retail sector actually translating into anything at all in the real world. The US Supreme Court issued a carefully structured ruling about the ability of the US president to fire officials, specifically saying that the US Federal Reserve was not covered by the view that the president could fire whoever they chose. This was one of the more extreme fears of investors. The great inflation moderation that has taken place globally in recent decades can almost exclusively be attributed to the independence of central bank policy. Threatening to politicize the US Federal Reserve is therefore obviously a concern. This ruling does not prevent Trump from trying to politicize the Federal Reserve in the future, as the president can nominate governors whenever the incumbents leave the Fed. But it is one area where the checks and balances do still seem to be operating in the US Constitution. That's all for today. Have a good day. This material has been prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management Business of UBS Switzerland AG, regulated by FINMA in Switzerland, its subsidiaries or affiliates, collectively referred to as UBS. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. The investment views have been prepared in accordance with legal requirements designed to promote the independence of investment research. This material is for your information only, and it is not intended as an offer or a solicitation of an offer to buy or sell any investment or other specific product. The analysis contained herein does not constitute a personal investment recommendation
or take into account the particular investment objectives, investment strategies, financial situation, and needs of any specific recipient. This material may not be reproduced or copies circulated without prior authority of UBS. Please visit www.ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer to read the full legal disclaimer applicable to this material.